First Consul Bonaparte also found the middle ground in reforming the law system of his new constitution, what is called the Napoleonic Code. Napoleon prided himself on fairness, and yet for the sake of order in the wake of the bloody phase of the revolution, he limited many freedoms, such as freedom of speech and of the press, just as he did after his Egyptian campaign. In 1804, Napoleon felt that the time had come for a new title, and so, with voter support yet again, he became the first Emperor of France in a ceremony in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, very similar to the crowning of the French monarchs in the past. However, as opposed to kneeling for the Pope and being crowned by him, Bonaparte took the crown from the Pope's hands and crowned himself. The crowd went nuts. Having solidified the home front, Emperor Bonaparte turned his attention once again to the battlefields of Europe. Though Napoleon was virtually unstoppable due to his superb tactics on land, his naval skills were weaker, as shown by the Battle of Trafalgar off the coast of Spain in 1805. In defeating Napoleon's navy, Britain secured dominance of the seas and forced Napoleon to call off plans for the invasion of his arch-rival's island, Great Britain itself. Nonetheless, Napoleon's ceaseless victories, strategic diplomacy, and personal popularity enabled him to build the largest empire since ancient times. By 1812, only Britain, Portugal, and Sweden were free from Napoleon's control or influence. All other countries in Western Europe had been either conquered by Napoleon, were allied with Napoleon, or were ruled through puppet leaders, in some cases by his own relatives.